All right, get ready to dive deep, because today we're looking into excerpts you sent us from The New Underworld Order by Christopher Story. And let me tell you, this book, it doesn't hold back.
No, it really doesn't. And the thing about Story is, you know, he wasn't just some guy writing in his basement. This guy was the editor of multiple private intelligence publications.
Oh, wow.
So he was definitely in a position to, you know, possibly have access to some interesting information.
Yeah, he definitely seems to have some sources. And he jumps right into some pretty intense stuff, like right off the bat. There's this whole thing about a secret German intelligence agency.
Yeah, the DVD.
The DVD.
The Deutsche Verteidigungs.
Okay.
Operating out of Dachau.
Out of Dachau.
Yeah.
Wait, Dachau, like the concentration camp?
That's what he's saying.
So what this is like, Nazis are still around.
Well, he's suggesting that this DVD is a direct continuation of the Nazi Abwehr. Like it's a successor organization.
Yeah.
And that it's behind some major global events. Like he claims they're responsible for things like the 77 London bombings.
Really?
Even 9/11.
Hold on. He's saying this group based in Dachau is pulling the strings behind 9/11.
That's what he says. He even goes as far as to say that the 77 bombings were ordered by, get this, then French President Jacques Chirac.
What? Chirac?
Yeah, he claims Chirac was working with Germany, this whole elaborate scheme, and that British intelligence was actually monitoring Chirac while the attacks were happening.
I mean, that is a huge claim. Like, what evidence does he have to back that up?
He says his source is someone close to former British Prime Minister Sir Edward Heath.
Okay.
Who, according to Story, was a longtime Abwehr agent.
Wow.
But to be fair, there isn't a lot of solid proof connecting Chirac directly to the bombings.
Yeah, that's a lot to take in, even for us. So let's step back for a second. What's the bigger picture here? What's Story's main argument in all of this?
His main argument is that there's this hidden network of power. They've been operating for decades, manipulating world events, pushing their own agenda.
And this network, according to Story, it has roots in Nazi Germany.
Exactly. He calls it the Nazi continuum.
The Nazi continuum.
He's suggesting that powerful people in intelligence agencies, governments, even corporations all over the world, they're carrying on the legacy of the Third Reich.
So it's not just about, like, one rogue agency, this DVD, right? It's much bigger than that.
Way bigger. He thinks this network is woven into the very fabric of power, you know, since World War II, influencing politics, finance, media, culture, everything.
And you said he links this network to major events. You mentioned 9/11.
Right. He says that Al-Qaeda is actually a tool of the DVD, and that 9/11 was part of this this larger plan to, you know, create chaos and advance their new underworld order.
There was also something about a fifth bomb intended for the London Underground, like a bomb that would flood the tube.
Yeah, he claims it was supposed to flood a large section of the network.
You'd think that kind of detail, you know, if it were true, would be hard to keep quiet.
You'd think so, right. But Story insists he got this from credible sources, and it shows a level of planning and sophistication way beyond anything acknowledged publicly.
Okay, so shifting gears a bit, Story also talks a lot about the Illuminati.
Oh, yeah.
Who are they exactly, and what's their role in this new underworld order?
Well, the Illuminati historically was a real secret society founded in Bavaria back in the 1700s. They believed in reason and individual liberty, things like that. But they were super secretive, so naturally a lot of speculation, conspiracy theories popped up.
So now Illuminati is basically a catch-all term for any shadowy group pulling the strings.
Pretty much. And Story believes they never really went away, that they went deeper underground, infiltrated governments, institutions globally. He thinks they're the real masterminds.
He uses that whole thing with the symbolism on the U.S. dollar bill, right?
Right. Like the all-seeing eye. Mm-hmm. He connects it to their supposed obsession with control and surveillance.
It's interesting how he pulls together all these historical events and groups to paint this picture, this whole network of power, all connected.
That's his whole thesis, you know? Connecting the dots, finding the hidden patterns of manipulation.
And he names names.
Yeah.
Like Porter Goss.
Yeah.
Former CIA director.
George W. Bush.
He thinks they're in on it.
He sees them as key players in this new underworld order, pushing the agenda of the Illuminati, the Nazi continuum.
All right, so just to recap, we've got secret German intelligence agencies working out of former concentration camps, the Illuminati manipulating everything from the shadows. A lot to unpack here.
Definitely. And this is just the beginning. Story's book goes even deeper, exploring financial ties, drug trafficking, all sorts of things.
So this is just the tip of the iceberg. Stick with us because we're about to dive even deeper.
You know, one of the things that really stuck with me from this book is Story's focus on mind control techniques. And not just by, you know, intelligence agencies. He even goes after groups like Scientology.
Yeah, that whole section on Scientology was pretty wild. He doesn't hold back. Basically saying it's not a religion at all, just a front for intelligence agencies, like to identify and manipulate people.
He really paints them as this, you know, ruthless organization.
Yeah.
Using lawsuits and smear campaigns to silence anyone who criticizes them, trying to keep their members in line, you know.
He even suggests that L. Ron Hubbard, the founder, was mixed up with MKUltra. You know, the CIA program experimenting with mind control.
Right. And that claim's been around, but Story, he fits it into this bigger narrative, you know, intelligence agencies using these unethical methods for their own ends.
It's kind of creepy to think about, right? Techniques like that being used on people makes you wonder how far these organizations would go.
Well, according to Story, pretty far. He brings up Project Paperclip, you know, that operation that brought Nazi scientists to the U.S. after the war.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
But Story's saying it wasn't just about, you know, getting their technical skills. It was about their knowledge of things like the occult and, yep, mind control.
He names one guy specifically, Dr. Hubertus Strehold, who apparently did some really messed up experiments in concentration camps.
Yeah, he did. And Story uses that as an example of, you know, U.S. intelligence being willing to work with people who committed atrocities, all for the sake of, you know, fighting the Cold War.
It's a dark part of history, that's for sure. Makes you wonder what else is still hidden.
Story would probably say there's a lot more we don't know. And that's his whole point. You know, we need to be skeptical, question the official story, dig for the truth.
Okay, so let's go back to the drug trafficking thing. Story makes some pretty heavy accusations about the CIA's involvement.
Yeah, he claims they've been doing it for decades. Funding their black ops with drug money.
He mentions Operation Watchtower, right?
Yeah.
Flying cocaine from Colombia to a U.S. base in Panama.
Right. And then there's that story of William Tyree, the soldier who said his wife was killed to cover up the CIA's drug operations.
I read about that. It's a messed up story.
Story believes it. He includes stuff from Tyree's lawsuit against the CIA. He even implicates British intelligence, saying there's a secret group within MI6 facilitating drug trafficking, maybe even working with cartels, like the Cali cartel.
So it's not just one agency. It's like this whole network.
That's what he's saying. It's this global shadow economy. Intelligence agencies, organized crime, corrupt officials, all in it together.
And he doesn't just stop at intelligence, right? He talks about finance, too. The World Bank.
Yeah, he sees these institutions as tools, you know, used to enrich the elites and keep everyone else in debt under control.
He even claims the collapse of the Soviet Union was engineered, like part of their plan for a new world order.
Right. And he names Gorbachev and Yeltsin as, you know, pawns in the game, controlled by Western interests.
That's a bold claim. What's his evidence for that?
He goes into detail about money flows, you know, the actions of key players during that time, talks about offshore companies, secret bank accounts, stuff like that. The tools the new underworld order uses to hide their wealth, move money around.
It's like a whole parallel financial system, right? Operating outside the rules.
Exactly. And that's how they fund everything, according to Story, from covert ops to political campaigns.
So it's not just about power, it's about greed too, right?
Big time, according to Story. They want wealth and control. And they'll do whatever it takes.
It's kind of overwhelming, you know? Feels like you're stuck. These forces are everywhere.
I get it. It can be a lot. But remember, Story also talks about, you know, knowledge, awareness, education.
So the idea is, if we understand how it works, we can fight back.
Right. Knowledge is power, right? Mm. By exposing these things, we can empower ourselves and others to act.
So it's not about giving up. It's about fighting back.
That's the message, I think. Wake up, see what's going on, and do something about it.
Speaking of doing something, Story also claims there's a lot of evidence of election fraud, especially the 2004 U.S. presidential election.
Yeah, he thinks it was rigged for Bush. All sorts of problems, especially in Florida.
Tampering, voting machine manipulation, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and he talks about, you know, agents of influence being put in place to sway policy. He uses the example of Leon Britton. A British politician says he was deliberately placed in Thatcher's inner circle to push this new underworld order agenda.
So democracy itself is being undermined.
That's his point. He thinks elections are being controlled, you know, to keep the same people in power. no matter what the people want.
Pretty cynical, but I can see how he gets there.
Story would probably agree. He sees it as a huge threat to our freedom.
Okay, so we've got mind control, drug trafficking, financial schemes, election rigging. It's a lot to take in. I gotta admit, I'm feeling a little, well, a little overwhelmed.
I hear you. It's not easy stuff to face. But Story does offer some hope. He thinks, you know, by exposing these things, by bringing them into the light, we can break this new underworld order, build a better world.
So it's not all doom and gloom.
No, not at all. But it takes effort. We have to, you know, educate ourselves, question things, hold those in power accountable.
Sounds like a tall order.
It is. But I think, you know, the first step is talking about it, sharing what we learn, building a network of people who are aware and engaged.
So spreading awareness, connecting with others, working together.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that we're not alone. There are other people fighting for a better world.
And maybe together we can actually expose the truth and, you know, build a future where these forces don't control us.
That's the hope, right? A world where people have the power, where we're all free.
So you're telling me there's still hope? I mean, after all this, mind control, rigged elections, this global network controlling everything, it's a little hard to see the bright side, honestly.
It's a lot to digest, yeah. But Story's point is, you know, knowledge is power. The more we understand these systems, the better we can fight back.
But how? We're talking about some really powerful people here.
Yeah.
Where do you even begin?
Well, Story believes in collective action. You know, connecting with people, sharing information, supporting each other. Mm-hmm. Together, we can be stronger than these networks.
So like a community, a resistance.
Exactly. He talks about networking, conferences, joining organizations, you know, that align with your values. That's how we build momentum, make real change.
What about the media? Story paints a pretty bleak picture there, too. Controlled by the powerful, all that.
He does. But he also sees hope in, you know, independent media, alternative sources. He wants people to be more critical, to question the mainstream narrative, seek out different perspectives.
So be more media savvy. Learn to think for ourselves.
Exactly. Information is power, right? The more we educate ourselves and share what we learn, the more we break their control.
Story also talks about taking action, not just talking. What does he suggest?
He wants people to engage with the political process. Vote, contact representatives, support candidates and policies you believe in. Peaceful protest, boycotts, that kind of thing. Raising awareness, putting pressure on the powerful.
So make our voices heard. Use our power.
Right. And even small things matter, he says. Every ethical purchase, every time you reduce your consumption, support local initiatives. It all chips away at their system.
You know, it's interesting. This isn't just about, you know, conspiracies and secrets. It's about taking control, making choices that align with our values.
I think you got it. Story's book is a call to action. Wake up, learn, connect, act. Create a better world.
It's definitely a lot to think about.
Yeah.
But honestly, I'm feeling a little more hopeful now.
That's what knowledge and community can do. Even though Story, you know, paints a dark picture, he believes we can change it.
So for someone listening, what can they actually do? What's the takeaway?
Keep learning, for one, about these issues. Seek out different viewpoints. Don't just accept what you're told.
And connect with others.
Right. Find your people, your community. Join organizations that are making a difference. Support each other.
And take action.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every choice matters. Every dollar, every vote. We can build a better world, a world where freedom and justice and sustainability win.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the new underworld order. It's been intense, to say the least. But hopefully you've learned something and you're feeling, well, maybe a little more empowered.
Remember, the truth is out there.